This is Saeed Haddadi. I'm calling from Cairo, downtown Cairo. I'm at the moment at the Hisham Mubarak Law Center, one of the people we work with usually when we are on mission on the ground in the country. And we've been prevented from leaving the building. They say that there are military as well as military police and other civilians waiting downstairs, preventing people from leaving. So we don't know what's going to happen in the next few moments. What's funny is just the fact that you don't know what's going to happen if you leave, because even if they allow you to leave, there's a crowd interested in foreigners. We were even on our way here to the Hisham Mubarak, where they were stopping us a number of times to check our IDs and to make sure that we have proper visas. And
why do you think these people are being detained?
They are arresting people who are like daily foreigners, putting a blindfold on them and putting them inside the building. Like downstairs in the building. When we just arrived to the Hisham Mubarak Center, we saw that there was someone that was arrested by a crowd of people, and then they handed him to the military police, saying that that he's he's a Palestinian. So I think that's why they are quite worried about what's happening here, and they are preventing people from leaving.
So what is the center? What is going on at the center?
What the center has been doing is putting information, not the center is part of a network of other organizations who are forming the what they call the Front to Defend Egyptian Protesters. So what they have been doing is putting information collected from those on the ground that is in the protesters regarding the use of violence, the injuries, the beating, whatever incidents that they want to report to the center, and they put the names as well of those who have been arrested, those who are dead or injured, and making that information available to the public on their website. They've been also giving, from what I've heard, medical support to people who have been who were injured in the demonstrations.
So what will you do now?
Well, we'll stay here and stay put until we have like a safe exit to go, or when things calm down. But we'll stay here. We can't leave at the moment. We'll stay with our colleague here in the Hisham Mubarak Center.